When you think about the agricultural industry, what do you think of? I think of the food on my plate, the farmers sitting at the local co-op talking about this season's yields, the old rusty plow that's now used as a barn decoration, and I think about plants, rows and rows of plants that are firmly rooted, intentionally nourished, and deeply planted. In 1837, a man named John Deere forged a broken blade from an Illinois sawmill into a plow with two wooden handles. The purpose of the plow? To turn soil in preparation for the planting of a seed. A seed that grew from a single implement to a lifestyle. A lifestyle that my family lives every day. From the first tractor I ever drove, the John Deere 4020 that our family uses to stack hay in the barn that my great-grandpa built in 1955, all the way to the launch of autonomous equipment that makes planting a seed easier than ever before. One thing has remained the same in the agricultural industry: the necessity of a seed.
In 1927, a group of young men attended the American Royal in Kansas City, Missouri, with hearts so big for the agriculture industry, they wanted to create a group to support youth in agriculture. On November 20th, 1928, in the Baltimore Hotel, 33 delegates from Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Nebraska, New Jersey, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Virginia, Utah, and Wisconsin founded the Future Farmers of America. While our organization has grown in diversity over the last 97 years, there's no doubt that our roots are in agriculture. Whether you come from a generational farm, grew up in a rural community, or grew up in the middle of the city, the first seed for this organization was planted in people supporting agriculture.
Though the method of planting a seed has evolved, the industry behind the seed will never fade. It was the first seed that allowed the agricultural industry to take root.
While our organization has changed since 1928, our roots and values haven't. The first seed of this organization that has become a home this year for 945,988 members.
As people, as agriculturalists, and as FFA members, it is up to us to establish roots where we're planted. My roots within this organization run deep within family tradition. My grandfather was the first of us to be an FFA member. My dad went on to be an agricultural educator, and my sisters led the FFA that I knew growing up. These are the roots that established me within Virginia FFA, along with a community of friends unlike any other. Our roots set the stage, and they continue to grow with us throughout our journey. My roots allowed me to envision a future within this organization and surround myself with the people to help me achieve it. Our communities provide us the resources to grow, and with our communities, we can accomplish anything. This year, I strengthened my roots within Tennessee FFA. Both at their camp and their convention, the members and friends within provided me a home away from home and allowed me to continue to grow as an individual.
Roots, the often unnoticed vital components beneath the surface of a thriving plant. These intricate networks symbolize the essence of community. For me, my roots go back to the West Joanne FFA chapter in North Carolina. Our roots anchor us and provide stability in times of turmoil. Just as a plant draws nutrients from the soil, our roots nourish us. Our roots are the people who support us and encourage us to grow. Now envision the stem, rising upward with unity and strength. The stem represents our connections and our collaboration. Together we reach new heights, just as a stem lifts a plant towards the sky. Colorado FFA was one of the plants that lifted me up and propelled me forward this year. whether it was a human pyramid reminding me we need others to grow, or a simple bracelet from a dear friend reminding me we're never truly alone. The roots and stems of community have been ever present this year.
Our roots are what build us, create us, and make us who we are. Our roots as an organization, as FFA members, and as people carry us into the future. With a strong story, a strong foundation, and a strong community, we set the stage for something truly special.
In our communities, like the interplay of roots and stems, our shared past and collective efforts are the foundation of growth. Let's nurture these relationships, for it's through the power of community that we all flourish and thrive.
The day you plant the seed is not the day you reap the benefits. The act of growth, in and of itself, is not as simple as we think. It takes work, pain, time, discomfort. Sometimes it even takes failure. Just as a seed needs to take time to grow before we can see its fruits, we have to grow too. We fight against all odds and we adapt to our environment. We learn from our surroundings and we take time to become who we hope to see in the future. The values and traditions that we hold close, they act as a seed, the very thing that guides us. The community of people around us, they're our roots, keeping us grounded amidst the challenges that we face in our daily lives. We never get to enjoy the beauty of a flower blooming or the satisfaction of a healthy crop if it weren't for the time and care that growth requires. We can't have spring without winter, sunshine without rain, and the same goes for our growth, too.
If we remember where we started and where our roots are, it's only then that we can grow. But when a plant grows and reaches its fullest potential, it doesn't just stop there. It makes the space around it stronger and better. And in the same way, it's only when we grow ourselves that we truly can grow others. This week, we've been planted here at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo. We'll get to lay our roots in a community of people gathered here to celebrate accomplishments, attend workshops, and network with the future of agriculture. But through the confetti, bright lights, and excitement of this week, will you take a second to remember what we're truly here to do? We're here to grow. And when we leave here, what are we doing to grow others? Do we remain complacent, or do we go out and make a change? Do we accept that things just are the way that they are? Or do we take action and make things the way that they could be?
Without the desire to grow, our seeds and our roots remain unseen, hidden from the world around us. But when we plant our seed and lean on our foundation, it's only then that we can flourish.
Among the bright lights and excitement of this gathering of agricultural leaders, it can be easy to get distracted. But it's only when we grow ourselves in order to grow others that we truly flourish.
We are students who invest in the agricultural industry. We are students who remember who we are and where we come from.
We grow ourselves and our communities.
We lean on our roots and embrace future growth.
We are the next generation of leaders
who will change the world.
Welcome to the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo.